Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Every Shot Must Have a Purpose: How Golf 54 Can Make You a Better Player by Pia Nilsson and Lynn Marriott, with Ron Syrak. Foreword by Annika Sorenstam. Narrated by Gabra Zachman. Publisher's note: this audiobook includes bonus material. Please visit tantor.com and type "Every Shot Must Have a Purpose" into the search box. Follow the link to the book's page. Then, under the supplemental content section, please enter the access code VISION and then click the unlock button to access the bonus material. The code should be entered in all lowercase letters. Foreword. Annika Sorenstam. The first time I heard the notion of Vision 54 was in 1989. I was 18 years old and playing for Pia Nilsson on the Swedish national team. Being the numbers cruncher that I am, the idea of following a systematic roadmap to perfection immediately captured my attention. The idea that I could birdie every hole on any golf course in the same round, because at one time or another I had birdied every hole on my home course, truly motivated me. As an extremely competitive person, I loved the idea of breaking down barriers and seeking new challenges. Why should par be the standard we hold ourselves to? Why not birdie? Why should two putts per green be considered routine? Why not one? Vision 54 knocked down the walls around my imagination and set it free. But the idea of Vision 54 that was born in Sweden was just the beginning. In that concept is the ideal of excellence that we strive toward. It is the goal. What Pia and Lynn Marriott did through years of work and research in the United States was develop a toolbox, a method, to get the players on the path to excellence. It is that system, Golf 54, that you will learn about in this book. The first step is Vision 54, the belief that you can achieve your full potential. The subsequent steps are Golf 54, the tools you need to approach that potential. Pia and Lynn have developed a method that can put players of any level on a path to better performance. I won the U.S. Women's Open in 1995, when I was just 24 years old, and again in 1996. In my first 6 years on the LPGA, I won 18 tournaments and was one of the best players in the world. But I wanted to be the absolute best. What I did after the 1999 season is what this book is all about. I realized that achieving my goal of being number one was not a matter of improving my swing. It was about me improving as a total player and as a person. It was about me trying to figure out what this game is all about and develop a strategy to play it at its highest level. I decided that to get to the next level, I had to be the best at everything. I dissected all aspects of the game in order to understand what I had to do to try to improve. I wanted my swing to be able to repeat reliably under the most intense pressure, and worked with my coach, Henri Ries, to make it even better. I wanted to be the fittest player on tour, so I hired my trainer, Kai Fusser, and started a workout program that so far has added 30 yards to my tee shots. I wanted to be the strongest mentally, and talked more with Pia and Lynn about achieving the discipline necessary for that goal. I wanted to be the best putter, and that winter, I spent 6 weeks totally dedicated to putting. I wanted to be the best chipper and the best at distance control, so I worked on many of the drills you will learn about in this book. What I learned from the 1999 season was this: improvement as a player is not just about sharpening your skills. It is also about getting better as a person. That is part of the magic of Golf 54. It teaches you not just about golf, but also about yourself. Pia and Lynn are not just about the golf swing. They know so much more about the game and so much more about people. Their approach to instruction is very individual. When they talk to me about how I should handle a certain situation, they are talking to me. Instead of trying to fit me into a mold, they help me understand my shape and what works best for me. They look at each individual as a unique person. And they understand that golf is about more than just the grip, the stance, and the swing. It is about the person. When I played against the men at Colonial, everything I had in my bag helped me. I had the confidence I had gained from all my success